Well, May is Lupus Awareness Month, dedicated to bringing together organizations and people across North America who have been impacted by the disease. Bryn Clark, director at Lupus Ontario, joins us on Canada Now. Bryn, really appreciate you taking the time. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for having me today.
Of course. The pleasure is all ours. And Bryn, this Friday, Canadians are being called on by Lupus Ontario to wear purple in support.
That's right. So May 21st is what we're calling Put on Purple Day, and you'll find this across the world as well. So what we're endeavoring to do is encourage our members, their friends, patients, families to deck all out in purple. The reason being is that we really, really want to bring visibility to lupus and what it means to the patients, to their families, and of course, in order to help raise awareness and the very much needed funds for donations for Lupus Ontario.
That's wonderful. And there's an estimated 1 in 1,000 Canadians that are impacted by lupus. So, you know, I think in throwing out that number, many listening right now would say, I didn't realize that number would be so high.
I think a lot of people are surprised when they hear that number, because when you look at the population of Canada, that's a really large number. And yes, testing and diagnostics are getting a lot better these days, which definitely helps our patients. But what we're really, really recognizing is the need for those medical and healthcare supports for so many people across not just Ontario, but across Canada as well.
And, you know, Bryn, despite how widespread the disease is, I don't think many Canadians fully understand what lupus is.
I think you're right there, Jeff. I know lupus may be on the lips and in the ears of Canadians from the hydroxychloroquine medication that was in the news last year with respect to COVID-19. And that had a lot of lupus patients and rheumatic patients very, very worried. Other Canadians, you know, unless you're following some of the celebrities like Nick Cannon or Selena Gomez, they're not going to have heard it in your everyday kind of vernacular. And that's where we're really struggling and really trying to branch out and reach as many people as possible with lupus and without, for that purpose, for that awareness.
Lupus, as I've read, is a chronic autoimmune disease. So does that mean that the immune system attacks healthy tissue instead?
So that's right. Instead of the misconception that some people think that maybe an autoimmune disease is an underactive immune system, lupus patients have an overactive immune system. And what that means is essentially when our bodies make antibodies to fight off viruses and infections, for example, in lupus patients, our antibodies turn and attack our own tissues and organs. They're called autoantibodies. And the difficulty and the difference being is that the amount of widespread organ damage throughout a lupus patient can be significant over time. It can cause widespread systemic and localized inflammation in the body, and that includes the organs as well.
So which organs, Bryn, in the body does lupus most commonly impact?
That's difficult in that no two lupus patients are similar in the way that lupus attacks the bodies. I would probably put kidneys are definitely up on the highest levels. There is a condition called lupus nephritis. That is where the kidneys are significantly impacted by this inflammatory damage from the autoimmune antibodies. As well, the heart can be affected, the lungs, the blood, skin. Some patients may have mild symptoms, and maybe their lupus just affects joints or some skin. Other patients need significant medical and pharmaceutical support because their kidneys are failing. It can cause heart difficulties. the lungs in pleurisy, the heart with pericarditis. The list is endless simply because it manifests so differently in each lupus patient.
And anyone can get lupus.
That's right. So any age, from the young to mid to old. It does primarily affect women of childbearing years, yes, so from about 15 to 45 years old. So 1 in 9 lupus patients are women, and the remaining 1 or 10% is men. And the challenge with that is it's very difficult for researchers and scientists to know exactly what is causing lupus, therefore how to treat lupus patients, because a lot of these medications are based on their personal manifestations of symptoms, and that's why we don't have a cure.
Does lupus affect one race more than another?
It does. It is 2 to 3 times more prevalent, especially in women of color. There's some scientific studies that have indicated potential genetic markers for this kind of market increase that you see in women of color. It could also be impacted by socioeconomic status, and that's where targeting more awareness could potentially lead to better, I guess you would say, systemic applications of various healthcare supports to lupus patients across Canada.
Are you encouraged by, we talk about, a lack of awareness early on amongst Canadians, but are you encouraged by the growth of that, by how much closer we might be to getting answers as to why lupus affects gender or race more frequently?
I am encouraged. It is a slow and steady pace, medically speaking, and scientific, in the scientific research. And again, it is limited because of how it manifests so differently in so many various, age categories, gender categories, socioeconomic categories, et cetera. However, there have been a couple of pharmaceuticals that have come out that have helped lupus patients substantially. That's Benlysta and most recently Lupkinis. I have to practice that word a little bit more. But it is, I think, the difficulty too that we're facing and why awareness is so critical is because a lot of Canadians haven't heard about it. The more they hear about it, the more they may be encouraged to say, hey, I would like to give to a charitable donation. Maybe I could add Lupus Ontario this time. And the reason why that is so critical is because there is a large proponent of our donations that do fund clinical research, specifically in Ontario, the Jeff Carr Fellowship. We provide funding for rheumatology fellows in order to research lupus and hoping that eventually their research will uncover, a lot of these answers that a lot of us have been seeking for so long.
How has the pandemic, Bryn, specifically affected those suffering from lupus?
Oh, it was a pretty isolating disease pre-pandemic. The pandemic has added so many challenges, not just with physical symptoms per se, but there are a lot of patients that I'm hearing about who are having difficulty finding the comfort, shall we say, in order to even attend medical appointments. A lot of medical appointments have turned online, which is not always the best for a lupus patient. There is a lot of clinical blood work that is involved, and the anxiety and hesitation has been a preventative for these patients to get, the proper care that they need. And by extension, the mental health is a significant issue as well. The fear of contracting COVID is substantial. And for a lot of people, when COVID first came onto the scene last year, you know, we felt, I know myself included, that if we did contract this virus, that it would be a death sentence for people who are on immunosuppressing medications. We had no idea, because at that time we had no idea how COVID worked. So, you know, when you combine all of those factors together, it's difficult. And my heart is keeping space for a lot of lupus patients across the country right now, because it's still, you know, it's promising and encouraging with vaccinations, but that was a whole other issue that concerned people as well. And it's been a lot to overcome, for sure.
Yeah. Well, listeners want to support lupus patients. Bryn, how can we learn more about Lupus Ontario?
Well, the easiest way, Jeff, would be to go to our website. That's www.lupusontario.org. You can find, of course, our donation buttons. But more importantly, we do offer support groups across the province. We have a list of events and times for those. We have regular webinars that are health and healthy living and lifestyle type topics that would be of interest to not only just lupus patients, but, you know, their friends and family as well. And even our upcoming virtual walk for Lupus Ontario, you could find information about that on our website as well. And of course, putting on the hashtag Put On Purple for Friday's event through all of our social media outlets like Facebook and Instagram would be amazing.
Yeah, lupusontario.org. May, of course, is Lupus Awareness Month. Friday, May 21st, this coming Friday, Put On Purple Day. Bryn Clark, director at Lupus Ontario. Bryn, I really appreciate you taking the time for us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for your time. Take care and stay safe.
All right, you too, Bryn. Thank you.